Worm Farm Institute of Reedsburg, Wisconsin. You acquired their attention yet. Their role will be first reader. But let's, as always, begin with the word sample, please.
The Worm Farm of Reedsburg is asking for $6,000 of a very large cash budget of $240,000 to help with costs associated with the detour. They begin by arguing that the urban-rural divide is one of the critical issues in America today, and pointing out that concern with food and art may be a way to help bridge the divide. And so this is really what the impetus was for this, the detour, which has got an awful lot of moving parts. And we've seen examples of them in the support materials, and they're all really outstanding creatively. So you have the detour, which is a 50-some mile drive, a circle, in Sauk County. And along the way, you'll likely encounter between 8 and 10 pieces of public art that have been commissioned based on a national RFP. You may also see the work of families or individuals who own farms along the way, doing their own creative thing in their fields. You'll see the Fermentation Fest and its many workshops on different elements of, well, fermentation, and some of them, as we saw in the support material, fermentation as music and more. There are performances in the fields. There's poetry, kind of Burma Shave type poetry along the way, as well as the beautiful signage that we saw in the support materials and is an evidence of other people discovering how good it is. The Smithsonian has included the detour in its toolkit for their Museum on Main Street program. I think it's really wonderful and to be commended that they took a year off to just sort of think it through and figure out what they had learned. Kudos to them, and I wish more people would take a page out of that book. Certainly the Jay and Donna are accomplished artists as well as effective administrators, and I haven't known how they've been able to do it with just the two of them and volunteers over the past years, and I'm glad to see that they're adding a detour coordinator this year. Much of the match of their rather large budget is in hand. They have partnerships with a lot of organizations in the area, like the Crane Foundation and the Nature Conservancy, and others with whom they do joint marketing. Evidence of the importance of the detour to the community was that last year, which was their gap year, a new farm tour was created that kind of filled in the space there. Loads of groups, and I won't list them all, are involved, from Sauk County to Coles to the Madison College Culinary Arts Program. I guess one thing that to me was stood out because it wasn't there, the open studio tours go on in Sauk County at about the same time, and I was surprised that they weren't mentioned as a possible marketing partner, because that's such a huge draw, and so many people come to the open studio tours. As far as evaluation goes, they had tons of data about the impact that they've had, which I won't repeat, and except to mention that they said, and I have no reason not to believe it, that the room tax in Sauk County was increased by 1.5% because the county could see the growth of tourism that was related to this event. So I guess I would end up by saying, what's not to love?
Exactly. Exactly. It's just well thought out, and I agree with you. I love that they took a year off. You know, reevaluate, replan, And sometimes we get so caught up in planning next year that we don't take the time to really do the deep down evaluation. So that was a really good plan. There's nothing that I didn't like about it.
I mean, you know, this is also an exceptional proposal and an exceptional artistic action. I think they do such a great job of nurturing local and national artists to experiment with landscape-based works. You know, just they're our national model for creative placemaking. Part of some of that government impact has come in so many forms with the different government entities and other bodies that have formed now because of the project. And I just wanted to offer a recommendation, which is... I'd love to see more of an investment in an extended video documentary to capture the innovation so it's easier to learn from it. And then to really think about what that media distribution could be. They've had, again, had a pretty extensive social network through current and previous artists and other partners. This is like classic local history and practice that I wish was even further documented in a sustainable archival way.
That's a good idea. I think is a personal anecdote allowed, Carol? So I did drive the detour a couple of years ago, and one of the I can't remember what it's called, but it's the local art piece of it, the local landowners, and he had done a really kind of cool giant pool table with some of the hay bales, some telephone poles, and it was really interesting. And I was talking to the artist, and he said, "I've already got 5 ideas for what I'm going to do next year." So I mean, it really has been engaging some of the landowners in a fun way.
It's so beautiful. Yeah. I refer to this project often when I'm in Los Angeles. Yeah, it's practical. Did Jeff want to go?
Oh, I'm still here.
You're good? Okay.
I guess for this one, I'm going to have to say ditto.
Only thing that's missing from the budget is money to relocate them to Colorado. But
I'm sorry, that's not an eligible expense.
Shouldn't affect my scoring, should it?